My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on The Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
This is The Rich Eisen Show. Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Kansas City wins the game!
First things first, Reed, have you won anything 3 years in a row in your life?
Nothing I can think of.
Do you talk about it open?
We're kind of in the realm of not talking about the past too much.
Earlier on the show, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy, Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, Ravens running back Derrick Henry, coming up, actor Paul Rudd, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh yeah, hour number three of this monster kickoff show underway. Hour one, Travis Kelce. Hour two, Brock Purdy, Charles Woodson, Derrick Henry. And then, Paul Rudd's about to join us to help us name our fantasy team.
What a day.
And then as soon as we're done, you guys head off to Los Angeles International Airport.
Our flight's boarding at 12:35.
Our flights might be boarding already.
Are you serious?
Oh, we're hustling.
1:15. We got to book it.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, good. We don't have to have any post-show conversation.
Carry on, Rich.
Because, good job, guys.
I'm mad. I only got one pair of sneakers for the rest of the week.
Fine.
I'm not happy.
You're fine.
We might have to go shopping over there.
Yeah, I run over to NFL Network because I have 2 more hours of television.
Yeah, you got like 5
I'll be hosting
jobs.
The season preview kickoff show.
Gonna watch that on the plane
at 8 Eastern time.
Let's go.
I like Rich Eisen. I find him accessible.
Well, so does NFL Network. Thank goodness. 22nd season with
How
NFL
about
Network,
that, man.
Would season 22.
Thought?
Huh?
Would you ever have thought? As
I was hoping
number one. Yeah, I guess you were.
Yeah, I was hoping. And then I'll fly off to Kansas City. And then
1A?
We've got 1A. Oh, absolutely. And then
PJ, my friend.
No, stop it.
She'll be on the plane before
and then,
you guys.
And then Wednesday, we come to you live from Kansas City. Our residency begins with a 3-hour program for our 3 days in Kansas City.
And a brisket sandwich.
First guest welcoming us to Kansas City.
Maria, I see.
Rob Riggle.
Hey.
It's like the mayor.
Fresh off of calling the Joey Chestnut
my God,
I mean, pie hole aganza.
It was like 80-something hot dogs yesterday.
I mean,
it was crazy.
All I kept thinking was this, pow-pow.
Yeah.
Pow! Are you saying pow or
pow-pow? Riggle's the
By
best.
The way, I don't know if this is a proud achievement or not, but speaking of Tay-Tay, which is in our household, our now 11-year-old daughter.
When did that happen, by the way?
I know that, right?
Happy birthday to her.
By the way, we're already getting people, I guess the E! Channel's looking for the rights to use Travis Kelce's conversation we had about Tay-Tay calling up plays for the Chiefs. At any rate, I don't know if this is something we should be proud of, but I am. Tay-Tay was having a sleepover. She was out of the house. Cooper, who's 13, Zan, he's already seen the movie. We showed stepbrothers in our household.
Oh, ooh. Congratulations.
Wow. Well,
no?
Susie hadn't seen it.
Lead balloon?
And I was telling her, Susie, like, this is a hard R. It. Like, this is really deep.
It's hard R. I mean, there's,
yeah.
That's not good.
Don't touch my drum set.
And then.
You never hard R it, man.
Oh, my gosh. It is. Coop kind of liked it.
Yeah, well, Coop's 13. So, he's 13. Yeah, that humor is.
Well, the Catherine Hahn,
The stuff, that probably went over their heads.
It landed.
Oh, good. Okay.
It landed.
Okay.
And what did Susie? So Susie never seen it. What did she
had not seen it. She finds Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly very funny. Oh. Adam Scott very funny. Riggle, everybody very funny.
Adam Scott is unbelievable. In this movie.
I think it was even when he was here. He said he'd never done a comedy before.
Yeah.
Remember that he told that story.
Yeah.
Ad-libbing half the stuff that these folks were ad-libbing.
When they're singing in the car, that gets me every time.
And he said that there was, everyone else was singing. He was lip-syncing, and there was somebody singing his lines outside of the window on the green screen, car. And we had Richard Jenkins here saying his Catalina wine mixer soliloquy about T-Rex. Wanting to be a dinosaur as a kid. Right. He ad-libbed that, and Adam McKay's like, we're going to use that. He goes, really?
Yeah.
At any rate, we've been down this stepbrothers wormhole a few times, including with John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell, them saying they were not going to do the sequel. At any rate, I think it was even a surprisingly harder R than Susie expected. So there's that. That's what I was doing over the weekend, part of what I was up
to.
I don't know how we got on that subject.
I don't either.
But we showed stepbrothers to our kids.
Well done.
And no, but Zan had seen it before.
It's good parenting.
I think so. Okay. okay. So Riggle.
Riggle. Riggle's coming on the show.
That's right. That's how he got on it. Riggle's on the show. And then we won't be talking about stepbrothers with our second guest, Clark Hunt, the owner of the Chiefs.
Oh, I mean,
will be on the program welcoming us to Kansas City. And then third hour, the native son himself as well, Eric Stone Street. And apparently he's bringing a surprise for us.
He's teasing it on Twitter right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, big tease. Yeah.
What's he saying?
Well, he just said, I got a big surprise coming.
I would be surprised if it was not somehow local delicacy related.
A low and slow item.
Nice.
Thursday show. Marinated overnight.
Kevin Harlan will be joining us because he's in town calling the Thursday night game for Westwood One. Same thing with Kurt Warner, who joins us Friday. Jeff Passan's going to join us because he's Mr. Kansas City
local,
as well.
Yeah, love it.
So, and we're adding more guests as we speak. That's how we're rolling on that day. Some news about the Giants to tell you about. Brian Daboll's going to call the plays.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to do it.
When the seat is hot, you take the reins.
I don't know how hot that seat is, pal. I don't think it's that hot.
If they go 4-13, it's like
the first year could be an outlier, and it's all about number 8 on the screen right there, man. It's all about Daniel Jones.
Voted captain for the sixth time.
Well, every quarter. If a quarterback's not voted captain, that's when you draft Vontae Mac no matter what, to be honest. I mean, seriously, every quarterback's a captain. Go figure that. They made him a captain. Of course you're going to make him a captain.
His teammates like him.
Well, he's a likable guy. Not if he stares down a cornerback from his own end zone and throws it right to him. Sort of stuff you got to clean up here.
It's true.
And that's what it's all about. And is it Daboll's fault? I mean, even John Mara was saying, look, we got to give this guy a shot. Like the offensive line was shot. And what are they going to do? They could not. The only thing you could push back against the Giants about with Daniel Jones and going into the season with him is they didn't draft J.J. McCarthy 6th overall. That's it. Because your Patriots weren't coughing up Drake May under any circumstances. None of the top 3 were moving. So if McCarthy's not your flavor, then you're going to draft a receiver for your quarterback who you have to win with in 2024. I mean, the Giants pretty much knew on the spot that they're going to have Daniel Jones. You got to help him out. And then they did what any team should do if Brian Burns is available, go get him and hook him up with your other stud that you drafted a couple years ago and go hunt and try and win games 17-14 if you can. Is that the Giants' plan? And making sure Malik Nabers doesn't, you know, lose his mind if he's not getting the football. And so how do you get him the football if you're the coach of the Giants? You call the damn plays. And you own it. Right?
Own it. You got to.
Did I just break down the Giants' season for you right there?
Yeah,
I
mean, buddy.
In a nutshell.
And then they got the Vikings up first. Last year, they had the Giants. They had the Cowboys first. Didn't score a damn point.
Ooh, that was a bad game for them.
And then after that, the G-men, where are they going? They're at the Commanders. Here we go. You got a rookie quarterback. Go send Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau his way and try and win that one. And go visit the Browns and try and turn things around against the Cowboys. I'll be honest, that sounds like 1-3 to me. Unless Daniel Jones could show up like he did. Of all the teams for Daniel Jones to come back against, the team that he won and done in the playoffs in the other team's house, he was stupendous. So maybe he's got the same magic. Get off to a nice start, win one of the next two road games. And the worst you are is 2-2 after the Cowboys visit you.
You're not going to pick the Giants week one?
I got to think hard about it.
Whoa, wow.
Sam Darnold is really
good,
dude.
Has shown nothing in years.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
No
Hockenson.
I got it.
Questionable. We don't know what the run game is going to look like.
Justin Jefferson playing? Do they have their own LSU guy? Okay.
Can Sam get him the ball?
Aaron Jones?
30-year-old running back.
Okay. I got to think hard about that one.
Okay.
By the way, we're picking games this week.
Oh, baby. We're back.
Overreaction Monday podcast. We launched season 2 yesterday with our annual season preview show. We're calling it annual now that there's two of them.
Yeah. Why not?
We should call it Overreaction Monday Plus.
Everything's plussed out.
Well, actually, that's what this is.
Plus, yeah, the second that's
version
what this
of
is.
It.
Yeah.
Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Yeah. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
Again, make sure you check out the Overreaction Monday podcast every Monday, especially the season preview show that came out on Labor Day. It's a great one. We're very proud of that
Proud. We had a lot of fun.
Christopher, you've got the floor here
right.
on this Tuesday.
Hey, what's up, guys? Everybody good?
We're good.
Yeah. We're good. Ready to go? Mike, we're going to miss you in KC.
I know. I'm sorry.
Thursday night, we got a football game, guys. What happened last year? You remember what happened last
Lions
year?
Lions went in and quieted the crowd, did they not?
Oh, interesting. They did that. And then what happened at the end of the year?
With what? The Lions or the Chiefs?
The Chiefs.
Oh, they won the Super Bowl anyway.
Oh, got it. Thursday night's game is more important to win for the Ravens.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. I don't think that's an overreaction right there.
Oh.
Yeah, the Chiefs damn near went 0-2 last year to start.
I got so much. I'm just like conditioned for blowback.
No. I'm with you.
Lately.
Ravens go in and say this is a new year, different year. Lions, you could say, utilize that season opening win all the way through to damn near the Super Bowl.
Momentum.
That was a springboard. And the Chiefs were like, man, the Chiefs this year, they'll just be like this the whole season. What else? We can't score touchdowns in the second half, right? Can't score offensively in the second half. We don't have a big passing game, do we? Okay. Oh, wait a minute. That's confetti.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. Ravens winning this one on the road and then potentially having I guess the tie break doesn't really matter anyway
AFC
since
North
the Ravens
much tougher
lost
than
at
the
home.
West. You're going to get off to a good start there.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, wow.
What
okay,
else?
Okay, we're off to a good one.
Yes, we are.
I'm ready for you to disagree on this.
Okay.
Who did the Chiefs beat last year in the Super Bowl?
They beat the 49ers.
Oh, 49ers are not going to win the NFC West this year.
TJ? TJ?
I think that's a slight overreaction.
And I love the Rams. What do you like, the Rams? That's who you like? You like the Rams?
I kind of like the Rams.
Whose house is it?
Swerve's house.
Rams house.
This guy. And to back up his play, you know what he's going to do?
I'm going to be there when the Rams play the 49ers. I'm going to be there for the first home game.
Are you really?
Me and my mom. Let's go.
Hey, you and Mary Brockman are going.
Going.
Unless somebody just blows you out of the water. When, so you're not putting the tickets on the secondary market
at
all.
Not on.
You're not even going to test the water.
Sitting in my wallet right
now. Man, you know how much money you
are not even going to test.
I can't. I'll say this is an overreaction.
In this economy?
Dude, they've got everybody back. They got everybody.
Yeah, but how are the vibes?
The vibes are great.
Really?
Vibes are great. You know why?
Two of the best players that we haven't even seen them.
Vibes are great.
We don't know what they look like.
You know what the vibes are? Great.
I don't know about that.
They're going to be great. You think Ayuk's got a problem right now? He's probably doing. You know what he's probably doing? He's probably doing the Drew Bledsoe.
He's what?
Trying to do it. He's probably doing the Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, just checking his account.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Oh, he wanted more.
Well, account's got that much in it now.
He had more than negative 17 in his account.
Yeah. What else you got, Chris?
I love the vibe.
I just say that's an overreaction.
All right, NFC West. A lot of interesting quarterback.
You're still there. You're still living in the West.
Sorry, AFC West.
Okay. Okay.
Bo Nix will be the second best quarterback in the AFC West this year.
Dude. What happens to Justin Herbert?
Yeah, he don't exist.
Just because Justin Herbert is not getting drafted in a lot of fantasy leagues, which, by the way, is nuts. How many fantasy leagues have you been in Herbert's available in, like, round 10 or 12?
All of them.
Right?
All of them.
I only do one league, so.
All of them.
Well, I've been doing a lot of mocking.
Oh, bro.
Getting ready for my big draft this week.
I mocked during the show sometimes.
Come on, man. You're saying a rookie quarterback is going to be, by metric, the best, second best quarterback, which means you're slagging on Herbert.
Not really a rookie quarterback, right? Isn't he like 35 years old?
Whatever.
A lot of college experience.
SEC, Pac-12 doesn't walk through that door on Sunday.
System, Herbert. What are the vibes over there?
Great vibes.
He might have 3,200 yards passing.
You know what he's going to do?
They're going to run the ball. Greg Roman, Jim Harbaugh offense, run.
So what?
Plantar fascia.
Guess what?
The fascia is up in the air.
Justin Herbert takes a look at your naysaying, and you know what he thinks of? A locked elevator. That's what he's thinking. He's going to show leadership.
Which we don't know was staged. We don't know that.
Oh, God.
Staged.
What else you got, Chris?
All right.
Yeah, we started off like a house of fire.
We were good. All right, how about this one?
Okay.
The Falcons will either win 10-plus games or finish fourth in the NFC. There's no in between.
No.
They're either going to be really good or it's going to completely blow up in their face. Cousins isn't ready.
How does it blow up in their face?
Cousins isn't ready or gets injured early on.
And Penix is not
up to snuff.
I'll disagree. I think there's a gray area where they actually watch the Bucs win the division, and they're still good enough to make it. I'll give the Bucs a little bit more credit here. And I know this sounds like you're slagging on Atlanta. I'll push back there and say the Falcons can still do well enough to make the playoffs and not finish in fourth place.
We just haven't seen Kirk at all, and I think I'm a little worried.
I wouldn't be.
Okay.
I wouldn't be. That guy who showed up on our show 2 weeks ago didn't strike me as somebody who's a little bit concerned.
Okay.
What else?
Why didn't Penix play in the preseason? That's all I'm saying.
I told you to make sure Heinicke can get sold off to some higher bidder, and he did.
Or they know they need him week one.
Okay.
How about this one? All the other receivers have gotten paid, right? One guy's still left. Jamar Chase.
Yes.
If he doesn't play week one, Bengals are on upset watch against the Patriots.
This dude. This guy.
With no Chase, Bengals on upset watch, TJ, week one.
Is Ramondre playing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you might be onto something there, Rick. That's my guy, Ramondre.
Come on, dude.
What's up with Jamar Chase?
I don't know, but you think that
What's up with that? That
the Patriots would still beat?
Rich, weird stuff happens
Cincinnati.
Every week one. Weird stuff happens in week one. We don't know.
But it's with conviction. Like, how am I supposed to say
it? How am I supposed to say it?
You know what, Rich? I don't know, man. If Chase sits out.
Well, I don't need you to sound like that.
I need you to believe that I believe it. And I believe it. If Chase doesn't play, look out.
I will say this, that if Jamar Chase doesn't play, the Bengals aren't as good. But losing at home to the home opener to the New England Patriots, no, sir.
That'd be a shocking way to start the season.
I'm not going in the direction of I'll eat something, you know.
Okay, good.
Or whatever that dude who apparently deactivated his X account
because
they had BC
beat in
Florida State.
Shut down his Twitter account.
He's got to leave the country, man. I'm telling
you. No one has heard from that dude. Red Solo cup full of, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think we need one more?
amazing.
All right, we'll get one.
All right, what else you got?
All right, Micah, change the music. Non-NFL one, and that's just because she's been balling. After the Olympic snub, guys, Caitlin Clark is going to win WNBA MVP.
I don't know about that. MVP, although I did see somebody compare her numbers currently on the season to Cheryl Swoops' numbers when she won MVP, and they are comparable. She's been amazing.
Amazing.
I thought you said that the Fever were going to win the title.
Close.
Because they're odds, now above 500.
And the odds have changed. At the break, they were 100-1. They're now less than 20-1 to win the title.
Winning Fever the title is a very tall order. A very tall order.
What if she doesn't, though? Like, come on.
Can we agree she's Rookie of the Year, at least? I know Angel Reese has got the rebounding, but she's got the 3 points and the assists.
It's unbelievable.
And her team's above 500.
Yeah.
They couldn't beat anybody in her first two weeks of her career. They couldn't do a thing.
And she's getting cheap shotted left and right. It's unbelievable.
Asked weird questions, too.
MVP.
Holy crap, she's got to deal with that.
Asia Wilson is still alive, so because of that.
She dropped 40 and almost 20.
But what if the Fever passed him in the standings? Then would she be MVP? It's close. Maybe. They're only a few games off.
It's close. Just saying, by the way, I put a poll up on Twitter, Chris, earlier today. If anyone looks at it, I said, team most likely to three-peat, Las Vegas Aces in the WNBA or the Kansas City Chiefs. They're both back-to-back. They're both going for three-peat. Right. So let's see which.
It's close.
Well,
it's 56,
I mean, one's
40,
got, 30, one's got you know, 31 other teams that might knock them off, and obviously it's a smaller subset in the W, but.
But still.
But when WNBA MVP is a tall order, pal.
She just did the first 31-12 game in history and then followed it up with 28.
I understand.
It's been fun to watch.
You don't think voters will try to cheap shot her, too?
Yes, I do think so. Is it the same Olympic committee?
Nice. All right, let's take a break here. We have a fantasy league that we need to dominate.
Oh, we had a great draft.
I thought we did have a great draft against the fantasy footballers, but we haven't named the team. To help us name the team is one of our favorites and also a fantasy football diehard who's, I believe, still named his fantasy team after Judy Dench.
Dench.
Paul Rudd's going to join us to send us off to Kansas City as well. This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. The AP Top 25 zone?
Just dropped.
Georgia 1?
Yep.
Texas 2?
Texas 3.
Ohio State 2?
Ohio State 2.
So who's 4?
Bama's 4.
Bama's 4.
Big jump for the Irish. They're up to 5.
Ah, it was a nice win over Texas A&M.
That was nice.
6.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
More Big 10. Oregon, I guess. Big 10 now, right? Oregon 7. Penn State 8. Mizzou 9. Michigan 10.
Michigan dropped a spot.
Dropped a spot.
Ooh. Okay. Doesn't matter.
LSU drops to 18.
I'm just glad it's noon. I'm glad it's noon. Michigan, Texas is noon.
I am not happy about that.
Why?
Oh, because I, you know, would like to ramp up to that all day.
Why?
9 a.m.
I don't like ramping.
The best game of the day is 9 a.m. What are we doing?
Let's go. No, let's go. The ramp I just don't want to wait all day.
I guess for you personally, I understand.
For me personally, I don't want to wait all day.
For me, I wish that was a four, you know,
yeah,
four,
night games
four Pacific.
Are like, tough.
That'd be great.
Texas is just really good. And like I said earlier, I do not want to see Arch Manning.
Well, that would be bad news for you.
That means Arch is just getting.
Yeah, that means
reps.
It's
just getting in some reps.
That means it's three, you know, 20 points, and he's getting some reps. Yeah,
it's good for me.
Well, for your trading card.
Yeah, for my boat.
Plans. Like, yeah,
dude, what is that trading card up to now?
A couple thousand, I'm sure.
Is it really?
I don't know.
No. Seriously.
I haven't even looked.
What do you mean you don't know? You traffic in this sort of stuff.
I haven't checked those two in a while.
This is his world.
I'm sure it's worth $2,500, $3,000, no doubt.
How many you got?
Like five of them.
What's my card worth now? Is it still a buck, a dollar plus tax?
My card doubled, Rich.
That was a great moment at the Fanatics Fest.
So
that was funny. 7.5 the line, Rich.
Oof. Is that right?
Yeah. Texas, big road favorites.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
They've got some players on that team. And that's my analysis.
Well done.
Snap analysis.
Spot on.
Okay. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Every single day, we say stupid stuff. This just
factual.
And every now and then we'll say stuff and we're like, that's not a bad fantasy team name. And then you write it down.
On sheets over here.
Sheets.
Tons of sheets.
Absolute sheets. But for us to actually finally name the team, we must cull.
Yes.
We must separate wheat from chaff. And we have done so. We have come up with 8 team names potentially. And we now need help. And this man is kind enough to offer his help and guidance every single day. He's our shining light. The official selector of the Rich Eisen Show fantasy football team name by Paul Rudd. Good to see you, Paul Rudd. How are you?
Yes.
Hi, Rich. Hi, guys.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Feels good to be back.
How many fantasy teams are you in again? How many leagues are you in this
I don't know. I you know what? It's too many.
How many are you?
I think I have like 5 maybe.
Oh, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
5.
By the way, and it's stupid. It becomes less enjoyable the more you have. You have them ranked of like the main one and then the, the ones you kind of don't care as much about.
Yep.
And so that's obviously what I have. But I, once you're in one, it's kind of hard to extricate yourself.
Yeah.
So I got a problem saying
that. All right. So you, the one league you want to win the most. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Is it still the same team name in that one? What do you got?
That one, I gotta really come up with a new name this year. I haven't really done it.
Oh, you haven't?
Which is I just drafted the team.
Yes,
but I gotta really zero in on what the actual team name is. I still have it's still kind of a holdover of A Touch of Italy was one.
Right. Wasn't it a floral?
A floral moment.
A floral moment was one?
Nice memory, Rich. Yeah, floral moment. The only one I've changed so far this year, the new one is Live, Laugh, Wine.
Is it spelled with an H, the wine?
No, it's spelled with a, it's just like wine. And my logo is just a really... like a happy woman drinking a glass of wine.
That's great.
Is the woman Judi Dench? Is that the
No, Dench is still up in a... Dench is still... That's still the one. And that's with the exclamation point, Dench.
Dench.
None of them make really any sense. And but yeah, Dench. Dench I keep.
Okay, very good. That's Dench is a keeper. Words I've never really said. Okay, so we have...
She is, by the way, in both fantasy football and in the acting world.
In the acting world. Judi Dench is a keeper, for sure.
She's a keeper.
Very good.
For sure.
I'm just trying to think of how can I make a Judi Dench joke with a snake draft worked in there. I don't know if I could do that and be able to.
If anyone
survive.
Can, you can, Rich. I have faith in you.
All right, so here we go, Paul.
All right.
We have 8 team names, and I'm going to give you 4 of them, and then you'll choose one from that 4. Then I'll give four more of them. You choose one there, and then we'll come up with our final name, okay?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Paul Rudd, going to help us out. Here's the first one. You got to help me remember the context.
Yeah, the context is tough.
I think it was in reference to Mark Davis.
Okay.
Okay. The Fredo of owners. There you go. Uh-huh. What do you think of that avatar right there? The Fredo of owners, Paul. What do you think of there?
Well, that's a nice superimposed shot of you as Pacino right there.
I think that is. I don't know if that's
good. With the Godfather font.
That's it? Okay, got
there's
that
no, you say, so this was in relation to Mark Davis.
Yes, I think I referred to Mark Davis as the Fredo of owners, and so we wrote that down.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you put Mark Davis's face over John Cazale?
Oh, we could do that, potentially.
We could.
Well, I don't know.
But then it gets a little too specific, it seems.
That's true.
All right, well, I'll write this one down. I'm writing these down, Rich.
Okay, that's the Fredo of owners. Next one is, I don't know what the reference was, but this one's not bad. Sprinkle a little Ursay. Is the name. Just sprinkle a little Ursay in your life. There it is.
I like the
sprinkles.
The logo is good, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Sprinkle a little Ursay.
And you have to say it that way, too, I think, right?
I don't know what that's about, by the way.
Next one, I have no idea what this was as well, but why not? Full Bloom Day Ball. Full Bloom Day Ball. There it is.
It's very
artistic right there. I like that. That's like art, but make it sports.
That's right.
Right there. Full Bloom Day Ball.
Head coaches.
And then this one, I don't know what this one was. Systematic Naysayers. And we've included you in our.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
In our world. Systematic Naysayers. So those are the first four. You choose one. Which one do you like out of those four? What advances to the finals, Paul? The Fredo of owners, sprinkle a little Ursay, Full Bloom Day Ball, or Systematic Naysayers. Paul Rudd, you have the floor.
In a general sense, I like Systematic Naysayers, but of these, and I think sprinkle a little Ursay is the one that jumps out to me the most of the four.
Okay, because we sprinkle a little Ursay in your life.
Yeah.
Advances. Okay.
I like that.
Here's four more.
Partially because it could go either way. If you sprinkle a little Ursay in your life, is that a positive or a negative? You don't know.
Yeah.
It's cryptic. It can go either way.
It can go
either
teeters. Way. It teeters on an edge.
It teeters. It does.
It does. Okay.
It also might make something a little more delicious. You just sprinkle a little Ursay.
That speaks to Paul Rudd. Okay, sprinkle a little Ursay is a finalist.
Yeah,
finalist. Very good. All right, here are the four other ones. I don't. What? Where did this one come from? Was this Nick Swardson came up with this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got to be Vikings related.
Genital uppercut.
Oh, it's not related to any team.
Well, I think he said the Vikings deliver that to him. Yeah. The genital uppercut is what Nick Swardson said. By the way, very nice.
That is a really funny
smitch with an avatar. That's awesome. Next up, where did this one come from? I don't know the back, but here we go. Cologne of Desperation.
Oh, Jerry.
Wow. Jerry Jones is spraying cologne on his wrist.
Testing it out on his wrist.
That's a great avatar.
Really
it's a great avatar.
Wow. Cologne of Desperation. All right, next one. Spoonful of whoop ass. There you go. Just pouring a little whoop ass on a teaspoon. Spoonful of whoop ass.
And which is, I hear actually, is quite a bit more than just a sprinkle of Ursay.
It could be a sprinkle. I don't know if you've noticed, or we come up with just a different measurement, and then
as opposed to like a sprinkle of whoop-ass.
Correct.
Right.
Last one for you here. This one might win it. I don't know. Layers of Eberflus.
That is incredible.
What a great avatar. Of the cast of the great Ferris Bueller there in front of the different Eberflus's layers. Well, this is
and I believe you're looking at it, it looks like Eberflus is behind them. Even has a little bit of the pointillist style, much like the painting or the Sunday in the Park with George.
Yes,
what are the George Seurat painting that they're looking at in the film.
It's very nouveau. I don't know. I'm not going to go further into the art world. That's definitely not my lane. All right. So genital upper.
Well, as you can tell by these paintings behind me, my life is about art.
What is happening behind you? Okay. General uppercut, cologne of desperation, spoonful of whip ass, layers of Eberflus. Paul Rudd, what do you have?
Look, I think this one, I'm going layers of Eberflus because it
fantastic.
Also sounds somewhat, it's like geological.
Yeah. Okay. I see.
You don't know what exactly it references. Matt Eberflus, right?
That is correct.
But it could also be like a kind of rock.
Yep.
Eberflus, you don't know. Could be some like a viscous something or other. It's like, I go layers of Eberflus. Layers of Eberflus.
Okay, so now here we go. Our two finalists.
In the finals.
The Rich Eisen Show fantasy football team will be called Sprinkle a Little Ursay or... That is pretty great. Layers of Eberflus, Paul Rudd, who wins?
Well.
I love your note taking.
I'm taking notes because I take this seriously. I don't want to just ship you guys. You've zoomed in, for God's sakes.
And, yes, sir. Thank you.
There were other logos that I thought were really winning.
Yes.
However, layers of Eberflus is going to be.
Wow.
Yeah. Fantastic. Look at that. Layers of Eberflus is our team name. Chris.
It's a mysterious name.
It'll make the change.
You don't exactly know what the layers are.
They are, because it's like an onion. If you want to peel it back, the layers. Eberflus, you know, once upon a time showed up looking like he was, didn't care about his hair or anything. Now he's coiffed. Look at this. Those are the layers of Eberflus right there, Paul.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't even know who he is anymore. So that's our winner. I love
it. All right.
Thank you, Paul.
I like it. Sure thing.
Paul, well done.
Absolutely.
Well done. Thank you.
Who's in your fantasy?
I didn't do anything.
Who's in your fantasy team? Who is in the team that you want to win? That you just drafted. Who's on that team?
Who's on that team?
Yes.
All right. I'll pull it up right now.
Attaboy. Paul Rudd.
It's a 14 teamer.
14. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Is this the one with Cannavale and Latrulio and those guys?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. It is.
And this is unnamed. By the way, if you want to call it Sprinkle a Little Ursay, we'll give you the avatar. We'll give you whatever you want.
You're not going to get litigious?
Nope. What's mine is yours, sir.
He's thinking about it.
He is thinking,
he's thinking about it.
So I've got Jahmyr Gibbs.
Attaboy.
Yeah, I love it. I got Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
I've got Isaiah Pacheco.
Of course.
Which I didn't expect. I came around and he was there on a 14-teamer. And, I thought, well, I'll definitely be going wide receiver here
for
Jahmyr, but kind of like every once in a while, I'm like, this goes against the grain. I never planned this out, but I'm watching the Chiefs every Sunday. I love Pacheco. What the heck? Draft. I got Jalen Waddle, Calvin Ridley, Kyle Pitts, Christian Watson. I got Chase Brown.
I love
Bucky Irving.
Okay.
Chuba Hubbard, Jacoby Myers, Dontavian Wicks. And Michael Wilson.
Michael Wilson.
Oh, I like that team.
You know what's missing from that team? Little Ursay.
Sprinkle.
That's it. Sprinkle. I'm telling you, sprinkle it.
Little sprinkle.
If you want to do it, it's yours.
Sprinkle. Little sprinkle.
He's really focused. He's really really
he's
looking at that cone.
He's locked in. He's locked in.
Locked
just
in.
Like you, man. all right, we're going to KC tonight. We're doing the show there for 3 days. Yeah, we're going to be there.
Oh man, have a great time. I wish I was there.
I bet.
I'll be watching.
Do you want to? What do you think? What do you think? You're feeling good about a three-peat, Paul? What do you think for your Chiefs?
These are the questions. I just, you know me. I just hate to.
I know.
Answer any of it. I'm too superstitious. I don't talk about any of this stuff. I love the Chiefs. I think I think they've got all of the pieces there to yes. make it happen, but I know how challenging that will be. Three in a row is, it's if it wasn't challenging, it would have been done already.
That's correct. That's so, do you feel like even those words just jinxed the Kansas City Chiefs? Like they were going to win a third in a row, but you just saying that actually is taking that off the table? Part of you think that right now? Paul, for real?
How dare you? You can suggest such a thing. Such a
how dare you?
How dare you?
That's how you repay me for
dumb. Who do you think you are, Eisen?
And this is how you repay
me. Of course, this is going to be plaguing me now for the entire season.
No, it's all good.
I don't think that.
Okay. Very good. Paul, thanks for the time. You're the man. Best to your whole fam. Say hi to President Monroe behind you or whatever that is. I have no idea.
I'm due back in the Oval Office in about 10 minutes. So I'm glad we were able to wrap this.
Fantastic.
Zoom up quickly.
He's in the founder's room, wherever he is.
Yes, the Lincoln bedroom.
That's right. Paul Rudd is just complete. Paul Rudd, not only naming our fantasy team, but he just completed the purchase of Louisiana. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fantastic. Well done, Paul. You're a multitasker.
All right, guys.
Thanks for the time.
Hey, have a great season, guys. Have a great show. Have a great season. I have no doubt Layers of Eberflus is going to wind up on the surface layer, the top.
Yes.
The top strata.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you very much. That's Paul Rudd, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show, the one and only.
You called that. You thought.
I said Layers of Eberflus. Yeah, I wanted that to be our team
name. I was really into genital uppercut.
And which is not a metaphor for anything, by the way.
And that didn't even make the finals.
By the way, spoken like a true New England fan.
Wow.
You're into the genital uppercut.
Well, I'm going to take a lot of those this season, I think.
Hey, now. Okay. Sprinkle a little Ursay, though. I mean, Smitch just really outdid himself.
It was
with sprinkle a little Ursay. And then just show me one more time, cologne of desperation, please. We got to keep this and maybe use this as our weekly cowboy update.
Yes, yes.
I could just
look
give
at him.
I do a weekly update on the Cowboys.
Yes,
spraying it on,
DJ.
Spraying it on the wrist.
Yeah,
it's marvelous.
It is marvelous.
You got to hit the wrist.
That is great.
That is amazing.
That's truly one of Smitch's finest ever. Really,
I may post all these just because they're all so good.
Full bloom day ball is very, very nice.
Smitch sent me that little teaser over the weekend.
Yeah.
He wanted to know if I thought it was too risque.
Venus day ball?
Well, just because, it's.
Because he's covering up his naked body with a play sheet. Good thing he's calling plays.
I was like, this is perfect.
He ain't looking at.
This is what we wanted.
Right.
Because if it wasn't for the play sheet, it would be a full bloom day ball.
A full moon day ball.
You know. Franks and beans.
Franks and beans.
Right. Let's take a break
Thank you, Mike. Mike, well, you're on it today.
It's too bad you're not coming with us.
Valley's here. I got to show you.
AFC South previews, people, when we come back. And maybe we'll sneak in a call. That was funny. Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on The Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets yet another way. That Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. We've been promising him, and he is here. Actor Paul Rudd, who is now here in full Kansas City Royals white baseball uniform with the special gold trim. It's his opening day gear.
Wow.
And a Royals hat.
No glove.
No glove. Rudd on the back, 42. Yep. And are those shades from the...
They're from Karl Lagerfeld.
Is this Kansas City Royals issued? Did you get the, I mean, because you got the belt, you got the shoes. Do you have the stirrups?
I have stirrups.
Okay.
I have stirrups. I forgot to pack them.
Or did TSA stop you?
Yeah.
You can't go with the royal blue stirrups.
You're not allowed to take toothpaste.
If you'd only put it in the plastic bag.
Yeah, bottled water and stirrups.
Come on, tell everybody who sent you this. Tell everybody. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Say. Yeah, go ahead.
The jersey?
Yeah.
My mom.
Your mom sent it to you.
My mom sent it to me for
my
birthday.
Awesome. Okay. Come on, man.
Thanks, Mom.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Walking around. Just walk around the studio space. Explore the studio space. There's Paul Rudd right behind me with the sunglasses. Just freak people out. Is there? Can we raise the blinds here? So there's Paul. Paul just going back there.
Just walk into the cafeteria like that and see what happens.
There he is, just staring at people as they're going about their business on the campus here at AT&T in his full-on white Kansas City Royals jersey.
Does this affect the flair?
Yeah, this is a flair situation, but there you go. People are looking right in there and saying, wow, what is Paul Rudd doing just chilling out there? There you go. Get down there, Paul. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Everybody, head to our YouTube channel if you need to, or our podcast all 3 hours. And then there's, of course, the Rich Eisen Show fast channel that re-airs this show. We're live on the Roku channel every single day with the Roku Sports channel right after Good Morning Football Overtime. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Back here, Game Time tickets. Make sure that you get this mobile device app and start buying tickets. I do love it. Your purchase, by the way, it's got the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. And then, as if Game Time isn't all about making you buy tickets with ease of mind enough, there's Game Time Picks. That's a new feature that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier, because they filter out the fluff. You only get to see incredible deals on great seats, and you start buying them right away. So make sure you get this app up and running and take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code Rich, you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Let's go to Dylan in Vancouver. He's been hanging on for almost 3 hours. How are you, Dylan? Thanks for taking the time.
Look at us, Rich.
Look
I'm following
us.
Paul Rudd on the Rich Eisen show.
That's the way we roll. What's going on, Dylan?
All right, Rich. On June 21st, I called in and I did my win-loss game for the Colts.
Okay.
You told me they are not homecoming, Dylan. They are not homecoming. 4 days later, you have Mr. Jeffrey Simmons sitting across from you.
Yep.
Do you know what you say to Jeffrey Simmons? The Titans are not homecoming, Jeffrey.
That's
the
right.
The Titans are not homecoming.
Right. Yeah.
You run away with my narrative for the rest of the summer, and so I'm feeling emboldened. And so what do? I have to go through every win-loss game to get the data, and that's exactly what I did.
Oh, my God. Okay. And that is what?
I have 103 entries here dating back from the middle of May.
What?
We have 5-17-0 predictions. But I did this all to see where the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans laid.
Okay.
Oh, and after 103 call-ins, I put it through to the win percentage. And 15% of callers, when the Tennessee Titans come up, said, you know what? The Titans are going to beat us. 15%, Rich. The Indianapolis Colts? 14.5%.
Oh, wow. So you're saying that the Titans are the most disrespected team in the win-loss game is an overinflated narrative by 0.5%.
You stole my signs. You stole my narrative, Rich Eisen.
Look at
the Colts are the most slept-on team. They were one game away from winning that division. They just got a +1 with Coach Steichen. You think the Chargers are going to +7? My guys just got a +1. They just need a sprinkle of Ursay, and they're in.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Well done, Vancouver.
That was fantastic.
There it is. That's for you, Dylan. If you're watching, you're sprinkling in a little Ursay. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Wow.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. So we've played the win-loss game 103 times.
Woof. Dylan's the official show statistician.
That's impressive.
Incredible.
Well,
who knew?
Let's see if we disrespect them even further. The AFC South to be predicted.
Boom!
TJ Jefferson?
Yeah.
What do you have over there?
Well, after that, I don't feel great about what I'm about to say.
Okay, go for it. What do you got?
But, you know, coming in with the AFC South at number four, I'm going to go backwards. All due respect to Jeffrey Simmons, I do have the Titans. And at number three, I do have the Colts. And at number two, I have those Jacksonville, Rich, you like the way I say this, Jaguars.
Jaguars.
And I got C.J. Stroud continuing his phenomenal rookie season and taking it to the next level. Got the Texans taking the AFC
Texans,
South.
Texans, Jaguars, Colts, Titans per T.J. Jefferson. Christopher, what do you have for the AFC South?
I like your bottom two. We have the same there. Colts three.
You're going Jaguars
Titans
beating
four.
The Texans?
I think we're a little too high on the Texans.
Uh-oh,
the tape, a full year of tape on Stroud. A little down to earth. I'm more high on the Jags than I am down on the Texans. I think big bounce back for Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
Love their additions in free agency.
Okay.
10-7. They might both go 10-7. Jacksonville takes the tie break. I like Jackson.
Okay, and I'll tie break here. I'm going with you, TJ. I got the same thing.
Okay, great minds.
Even though I've been saying don't sleep on the Titans, they're the sleeper team, I just still, you know, I still need to see it, but they have. I mean, look at the people they added.
Yeah.
Legarius Sneed, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Boyd, Jamal Adams. I mean, they have added some serious people, losing Derrick Henry. But I don't think the Texans are anything but who we think they are, pal.
Possible.
I'm with you.
I think Jacksonville plusses up a little
bit. I'm with you on Jacksonville plusses up, but not above the Texans.
I think they both make the playoffs.
Well, that would be interesting because everybody thinks at least three teams are coming from the north or potentially three out of the east. That would be something, but that's the AFC South predictions right here. So I guess we're disrespecting the Colts a little bit.
I mean, but we said
a little bit. I just don't
disrespectfully, you know. So
I know that
count.
We're very respectful on this program.
Yeah, we're respectful when we disrespect.
What a great show, by the way,
man.
Travis Kelce
flew by.
I know, right? Travis Kelce, and then Brock Purdy, and Derrick Henry, and Charles Woodson, and Paul Rudd. If you missed any of it, there's our podcast, all 3 hours.
Whatever Rich Eisen says is true.
That's a good new Brock Purdy drop. That's a new Brock Purdy drop, and I love it. Great drop, man. And it's true, what he said. Who's to say Brock Purdy's a liar?
Not me.
Although Brock Purdy called Kittle a liar, saying that Kittle quoted him as dropping an F-bomb, and Purdy said he does not curse.
Yeah.
Gosh dang it, George.
What's the matter with you, George?
Ah, darn it. Hey, Philip Rivers didn't curse either.
By the way, you know who's hugging it out on the practice field right now? All the Niners. So you're like, what's the vibe? The vibe is very, very high.
Let's see him play on Monday.
They will.
Let's see him play.
We're going to be in Kansas City for the next 3 days, live on the Roku Sports Channel. It's going to be awesome. And our guests on Thursday is we're coming out with a That's Wednesday.
Wriggle.
First guest. Pow.
You think Clark Hunt will let us tour the apartment?
That's creepy.
Oh, you don't know about this?
I know what it is.
Well, yeah, it's not an apartment. It's a full-on house.
Yeah, so how's Clark, that creepy?
Clark Hunt will be there on Wednesday, and then Eric Stone Street. That's on Wednesday's show. Layers of Eberflus, baby. We're going to start dominating starting Thursday.
So what's up? Is that it?
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt, movie director James Mangold.
I'd want to turn Bob Dylan into a simple character with a simple thing to unlock that then makes you go, ah, now I get him. First time I sat down with him, he said, what's this movie about, Jim? It's about a guy who's choking to death in Minnesota and reinvents himself in a brand new place, becomes phenomenally successful, starts to choke to death again, and runs away. And he smiled. He was like, I like that.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.